Larry, why are you stepping away now?
Well, it's a pretty easy decision for me because at my age, and I feel healthy, and you know, I've been here for a number of years. Kevin's been here for 5-6 years. You know, he's been in a position like this before, so I think everything just come together. It's just time to go, and I've really enjoyed it here. I love Indianapolis, love living here. It's a great city. I think we've got the right guy to take over, and it's just, to me, it's just the right time.
How long have you seriously been considering stepping down here?
Well, yeah, I know last year after talking to Herb, I told him that this will be my last one contract-wise, and the next day I brought Kevin and Peter Dinwiddie in my office and told them that this will be my last year. Let's do our best. Let's try to put the best team we possibly can together. And so there's not a lot of people that knew it. There's 4 or 5, but I talked to Kevin and Peter and said, let's try to get this thing done and make this transition as smooth as possible can.
Larry, how do you think your decision will impact Paul George at all?
I don't think it should impact at all. Paul's going to do what Paul wants to do, and he's going to make a decision that he thinks benefits him the best, and that's the way all players do. I know if I was playing, it wouldn't matter. You know, I mean, there's people talking about the timing's not right, but really I don't have nothing to do with that. Paul's going to do what Paul is going to do.
Larry, what do you think the state of the team is? The state of the team walking away, how do you size that up?
What's it got to do with anything?
Just going forward, how do you feel Pritchard, what situation is he walking into?
Well, I don't know where you're going with this, but it's like I say, I think he's the right guy. It doesn't matter. The changes happen all the time. I think our players realize there comes a time for everything. Obviously, we got some free agents they're going to be talking about, but I think our team's fine. You know, you're going to run into free agency all the time, and it just depends if you can sign them or go out and get other players. I think our team's in a pretty good situation. The season went okay, not very good on the road, but very good at home. I feel that we had to win more games on the road to have a great season, and we didn't do that. So we put ourselves in a position to play the defending champions. Even though we played well at times, it showed that they were just more talented than we were.
Have you heard anything from the players since the announcement? Hear anything this weekend from...
No, I didn't. Truthfully, I really didn't look at my phone much at all. I was pretty busy doing other things, and I don't get into that. You know, when you say you're going to have a press conference, you talk after the press conference. You don't go out and make statements before it happens. So I'll talk to some of the players as we go forward, but no, I wasn't in any type of conversation with any of them.
Larry, have you had a chance to talk with Paul since he's committed, and do you have any feel for what he's going to do?
No, I'm not getting into Paul. Like I say, Paul's going to make his decision. There's no more that I can say. But I hope he stays here with the Pacers, and we'll go from there.
Larry, are you retiring from the sport, or?
No, I'm going to work next year and see how that goes, and we'll go from there.
And so you're not ruling out maybe being a GM somewhere else in 5 years?
Well, maybe when I turn 70, I'll come back and revisit it. But right now, I'm leaving. My wife's pretty excited about it, even though she's sad because she loves Indianapolis and she loves to go to the games. And she's been involved with this for the run that I've been on since sophomore in college. So, you know, it's been a long time, but sometimes I think you got to step back and look at everything. And truthfully, I just want to spend more time with her and my family.
All the way in the back. Have you ruled out a consultant role with this organization or maybe somewhere else in the NBA? You said you want to work. Would you work in a consultant capacity?
Well, that's the plan right now. And the one thing I don't want to do is get in Kevin's way. This is Kevin's team. He's going to make the decisions based on how he feels. He wants to build a team. That's the last thing I want to do is get in somebody's way. I know how difficult at times this job can be. But if he's got a question or he wants some help on certain things, I'd be glad to do that. My role now is really the scouting part of it, international, college, and definitely the pro. So We'll do that for a year and see how it goes. Then after that, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I enjoy this franchise. I really like it. I've always loved it, even as a kid, you know, the ABA days. So you got to have something to do. If I keep busy enough doing this, it'd be great. But if not, I can move on.
Larry, looking back, what are you proudest of, and what, if any, regrets do you have through your tenure?
Well, I'm not going to get into the things, the mistakes I've possibly made, but just being here in Indiana is the most important. I'm a Hoosier. I've been born and raised here. Yeah, I left and went to Boston to play and enjoyed that immensely, best time of my life. But being able to come back here and work under Donnie Walsh for a number of years and take over a franchise I grew up with, you can't beat that. You know, my whole career has been full circle as a player, a coach, and in the front office, and I don't think anyone can say they've done that. Not very many people say they can done that.
Larry, did the hiring of Nate have anything to do with, you kind of saw this day coming and you wanted Kevin to have a comfortable with the guy?
Well, we had a lot of conversations about Nate before I hired him last year, no question.
But were you thinking about your next move too at all?
Not at that point, no. But we had a lot of conversations about Nate, and I think we both felt very comfortable with him. Obviously, Kevin had some prior history with him and really likes Nate, and I felt Nate did a good job for us this year. We can always get better. All of us can get better, and I think we can improve from that.
Larry, were the financial constraints that come with being a small market team, were they ever an issue for you? Did they have any impact on your decision today?
Not today. And matter of fact, we've got a great owner in Herb Simon. He's committed to this community and this team. All the conversations I have, he always looks forward to the next year, trying to get us to do our best. And after looking at next year's budget, I almost wanted to stay. I mean, he's putting, we're going to have a better budget. We're going to be able to do more things, and it's exciting. But, you know, Bob, when you go into meetings and you come out and say, well, this is our budget, then you just got to go and do what you can do with it. And we always try to do our best, and we'll do whatever we can to make the team better. But next year's budget will be a lot better than this year's budget.
Larry, since you're still sticking around the team, what have you thought about Miles Turner's progression in the last 2 years since you drafted him?
Well, he's gotten better. I thought this year he was playing pretty well. Then he sort of flattened out. If you watch Miles play, I think we'd all see where he can get better at. Strengths won. Better decisions with the ball, rebounding. But, you know, the sky's the limit for the kid. I've said it before, I think he can end up being one of our better players, if not the best player ever come out of here. But there's a lot of work that's got to be done. And I think he knows what he needs to do. He's very young. He's going to make mistakes. And the progression is not going to be every day. It's going to take months at a time. But I think he can be the type of player that we all want to see him be if he continues to work hard.
Do you think the Teague has fit into where the system is at, and you think he had a good season?
Well, I think he had, stats-wise, I think he had his best season. I really like Jeff, a very quiet kid, but it took him a while, but once he got going, I think he ended up having a dang good year. Then we'll see what happens in the summer, but he indicated he would like to be here, and I know we like him.
All the way in the back. Again, Larry, you've been in this position for 13 seasons now. Which season, which team maybe stands out to you the most is one of those years where you're like, I'm proud we did this?
Yeah, well, obviously it's when Paul and Lance, we drafted them, and they continued to improve their games each year. Then the first year they went to the Eastern Conference Finals and they beat the Knicks. And I can always remember the block on Carmelo Anthony that Roy had. Them were exciting times. And obviously you're always going to say your best teams, but, you know, the one thing that we did after the incident in Detroit, we had to change our whole culture here and bring in different players. And I think we've done that. We've got good kids that are committed to our community and want to be here. That's the main thing. You got a lot of players that tell us they want to be here, and that's important.
Larry, what's the challenge like building a roster, but having to go through LeBron to get anywhere?
Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, if you look at the Pistons back in the 80s, they had to go through a number of teams to get where they were going. But LeBron James is no doubt one of the greatest. If you can put him on the – I don't think he's Michael Jordan, but you can put him up there close to him. He's a dominant player. In our series, he made a difference every game, especially at the end. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, we got beat by one of the greatest. We had every opportunity to win some games, but LeBron's good. And the reason he is good is because he makes a difference. And in that series, he was the difference maker.
Larry, I know rebuild is kind of a dirty word around here.
Retool,
okay, we'll use that. Do you think this team, we don't know what's going to happen with Paul George, but do you think they're in a retooling
Well, I'm not the one to answer that. I mean, it obviously depends on what happens this summer, but I think that whatever direction they go, I think they'll do whatever's best for the franchise.
Larry, just to be clear, are you going to have an office here, be working in the building, or strictly from remote locations?
Who knows? They might want me here, they might not. I know that we're moving our offices sometime this summer, and I expect to have a place in there somewhere. Like I say, I want to stay busy, and we'll see how it goes.
Larry, when you are home with your wife, relaxing, where is that? Do you have a place in Brown County? Do you have multiple places around here?
Well, I don't want to get into my home sites, but right now we're in Indianapolis, and we're committed to Indianapolis. We love it up here, so there's really, unless it's real cold, this is the place to be.
What does Kevin Pritchard do really well? What can fans expect to see from him in your previous role?
Well, I mean, you can look at the history. I mean, he's done a fantastic job after all the problems they had in Portland, built a nice team, and I think the injury bug got them in Portland back when he was there. But Kevin's a worker. He's going to work it. He's going to be out there. He's going to know every move that's made. The one thing I always said about Kevin is you're going to have a lot of deals on the table, and you just got to figure out which one's the best. But he knows the league. He loves this job. He wants to do well for Indiana because he's from Indiana. And that's a big part of it. You know, I was just honored to have him here for the last 5 or 6 years to really learn a lot. I know when he first got here, we talked a lot about how he rebuilt the team in Portland and some of the good things and some of the things didn't work out so well. But I'm happy that he's able to take over the team, and he'll do a fine job.